The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
We just heard from David Perdue. It was an interview that we did yesterday, but it was so strong, I felt like we wanted to expose it to a different audience. And we actually sent it to Carolyn Ryan, which we love to have on the show because she has great insights about just politics in Georgia and politics across the United States of America. She's very dialed in on the ground. She runs a marketing company that helps politicians, conservative politicians typically, get their message out there. And she
good
works
morning.
With, hey, good morning. It's good morning. Great to have you. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. How's it going?
Could not be better. We're blessed to live in the greatest country on earth, and we talk about how to make sure it remains that way. And I wanted to ask you first what you thought of David Perdue's conversation that we had with him. Is there anything that stood out to you, anything that you made notes about?
I thought it was really strong. I was happy to hear a lot of what he had to say. I think that some conservative voters in Georgia may not realize, you know, one of the main arguments I think people have about Perdue, the conservatives have, is that, you know, he just didn't do a whole heck of a lot, seemingly, when it came to election integrity after 2020. I think people really wanted to hear from him, especially because he was a part of it, right? He was with his Senate race. And so people really wanted to hear more from him at that time. But what I thought he did a good job of highlighting in your interview with him yesterday was that he actually was kind of behind the scenes, really working to that end. He said that he was a plaintiff on 3 lawsuits in November of 2020, and he did ask for Secretary of State Raffensperger's resignation. I do recall that he and Kelly Loeffler both wrote a letter at that time calling for Raffensperger's resignation. And he said he asked for a special session to look at the signature matching issues. So he said he was there behind the scenes fighting. I think a lot of conservatives wish he would have been more vocal, more forceful about it. But I thought he did a good job of highlighting that in your interview with him.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And one of the other things I picked up and I thought was brilliant and what he said was that he did garner so many more votes than pretty much anybody else, including Brian Kemp. And as we talk and as he gets hit for dividing the party, he said it was already there. And the proof was the fact that he did get those votes and then had to go to a runoff because of a ridiculous law here in the state. Yeah. And then people just already felt disenfranchised, didn't want to get back to the polls. And I thought that was a brilliant way to get around the whole, hey, I divided the party.
And I think, too, he said, and he made clear that because of some of those, he used the adjective archaic, that that 50% rule that you know, forced him into a runoff. Things like that do need to be looked at again, and certain provisions in our election law, even with SB 202 that went into effect, still need to be tightened up and looked at in this session ahead of 2022. And I think people want to hear that. I think you know, people are saying, listen, yeah, SB 202 was great. It did a lot to tighten up the rules, especially after that, you know, really disastrous consent decree. But what we can do is, because of that, we can overwhelm the system. We can win in 2022, but there's still a lot more we can do.
Does it make you nervous? And the reason I ask you is because I asked David Perdue, and I struggle with the Georgia's budget being at $30 billion and it going up so much and bloated government and too many taxes. Does it make you uneasy like it does me, Carolyn?
It does, because that goes against what conservatives are supposed to stand for, right? I mean, we anytime you're talking about a bigger government and a bigger budget, it should make us all a little weary. I think that our job as conservatives needs to be reining spending in. Yes. And just because we can raise more money doesn't mean we should. So, and I think, and now a lot of these, and because we are in an election year, we are paying more attention to the fact some of these candidates are calling for elimination of the state income tax. And so that'll be an important debate to have publicly, and certainly we'll hear all the pros and cons of how that can or cannot happen. But I think, yeah, by increasing our budget to that degree, I think should make all of us a little bit weary.
Carolyn Ryan joining us here on The Morning Extra. You can reach her at Carolyn Ryan TV on Twitter and get her now. You know, one of the other things that he talked about yesterday, and I said right after the interview, we're not talking about hearing these cases when it comes to election fraud. We want the evidence to actually be seen. And Secretary of State Raffensperger has been one of those people who has denied being able to see some of this evidence. And then yesterday he announces that they're going to start partnering with Salesforce, who's a pretty dangerous company out of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. In fact, the guy who was on the board for that was also on the board for the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, mm-hmm. which, of course, helped with the ballot boxes here in Georgia and Secretary of State Raffensperger. What do you think is going to be? He's now, you know, Purdue's at opening this case up. He mm-hmm. wants to see the evidence. Do you think that'll happen?
Well, I think it's really important, and I'm glad he made that distinguishment as well in your interview yesterday, is that so we know that Voter GA brought that initial lawsuit to say, hey, we want to unseal the ballots in Fulton County because they have multiple sworn affidavits that are saying, you know, there was counterfeit ballots that they saw in the election. And so they're just saying, hey, let's open that up. Let's look at those ballots. Well, the judge initially in that case said, there is some pretty strong evidence here to warrant this. Ultimately, that judge ended up dismissing the case, saying there's no legal standing being brought by citizens, essentially. They have no legal standing to bring this case, and he dismissed it. So now Purdue is saying, well, I wonder if me as a candidate has that legal standing to unseal the absentee ballots in Fulton County. So he is bringing that lawsuit. And so I think that that is really promising. And I think that that judge may, in fact, grant that legal standing. I'll be excited to see how that plays out, because that's what ultimately people are just saying, hey, let's look at this. We want to know what happened. And this is an encouraging to see Purdue bring this. I think he's got a good case. He is a candidate, was directly impacted and will be directly impacted, and wants to open up those ballots to take a look at them.
No doubt about it. I got about 20 seconds. Your thoughts yesterday on President Biden's 2-hour rant fest?
Oh boy. It was again, it was angry. It was full of misinformation. And I think one of my initial thoughts right off the bat was how he just kind of called on these media, these reporters, systematically, and he had prepared written statements to some of their questions. I thought that was interesting. You always got to wonder why and how that occurs. I don't think it did him any favors whatsoever.
No doubt about it. Goodness gracious. Yeah, it's insane. Mm-hmm. The whole thing was insane. Carolyn, thank you so much for your time. We always appreciate talking to you, and hope to see you again real soon.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You thanks, too. Carolyn. This is Extra 106.3. Get the app.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Ballew here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit JimEllis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.